Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
With George Black, his new book is The Long Reckoning, a story of war, peace, and redemption in Vietnam. What I learned, importantly, is that the story is not closed. It remains a challenge, a work in progress. But a meeting in 2019 in Vietnam, I have the U.S. Ambassador, Kristen Bach, Charles Bailey of the Ford Foundation, Tim Reeser, who George just mentioned, Pat Leahy was there, Chuck Searcy was there, others gathering at an airfield to begin a project 2019 that the then Secretary of Defense, Mr. Mattis, said would begin to deal with the ghosts of the past. Question is it adequate, George, today? But because I want to go to the story you tell of a young woman named Yen, I believe her name is.
Yeah.
Who goes home to her family. She's disabled in some fashion, and she's never flown on a plane, but she makes her way in the world in the big cities. And she goes home to her family to visit for the first time, I take it, in several years. And there's a sense of superstition and rejection and a plain horror that comes to these families because they're not entirely certain that it was the Americans that did it. What do they think, that it was bad ghosts or something like that, George?
Well, Yen is from one of the indigenous peoples I mentioned earlier, whose story I think needs to be told in full. She's from the Ta'oi people. And their belief system is that the world is ruled by spirit forces who are present in every landscape, in trees, in rivers, in animals. And birth defects are held to be the work of angry spirits. And Yen's mother, whom I met when we went back to her village, Yen's mother wanted her to be killed at birth. She only survived because of the intercession of her grandparents. She was very, very badly deformed by a disease called arthrogryposis, which is a distortion of the lower limbs, or all four limbs in her case. And she's just a person of immense spirit and determination, extraordinary young woman. And she exemplifies what Charles Bailey has long argued, which is it doesn't take many material resources to radically improve the lives of these people, and a lot more resources are needed. And it shouldn't be a partisan matter. This meeting at the Bien Hoa Air Base, Patrick Leahy was leading a Senate delegation. It was a bipartisan delegation. Lisa Murkowski was on it, Eric Portman, a third Republican whose name escapes me for the moment, but this is not a partisan issue. Some of the people who are doing humanitarian aid and relief work are conservative evangelicals, are Trump supporters, working with anti-war activists, because it's a humanitarian issue. It shouldn't be politicized. But Charles's message is give a little aid to these people and you can transform their lives. You can open up the kind of potential that someone with Yen Lee's determination can sort of battle through on their own. Susan Hammond tells a story that I think is a wonderful example. She has a program also in villages in the hinterland near Da Nang in the old I Corps. And she went to a house one day and found a man who was of a certain age now, very badly disabled in his lower limbs. He's a bicycle repairman. And it's increasingly difficult for him to sit on the ground to work on his bicycles. She says, "What do you need?" He says, "A red plastic stool." One of those little, she said, "What do you mean a red plastic stool?" He said, "That's what I need. It would change my life." So she goes to the market. She buys a red plastic stool. It costs $2. Man's life has changed. You know, $1,000 can transform the life of these families, who in many cases now, especially a lot of families I know in Quang Tri province, the parents are getting old. They have kids who are severely disabled, who are approaching middle age. And the parents are terrified they're going to die first, and who's going to look after their kids? And $1,000 will work miracles for a family like that in a poor area. So that's unfinished business. There are many other parts of unfinished business, but that's one where a small amount of resources with bipartisan support. This is what Charles Bailey in congressional terms calls decimal dust. This is a nothing in congressional appropriations budgets.
Our protagonist, Manus Campbell, he's living in Vietnam. He's remarried, I believe, to a Vietnamese woman. But he moves around so much, I'm not sure what city he's in, George. Where is he now?
Well, he's now in one of the main tourist centers, although he tries to live away from the crowds. Hoi An, which is a gorgeous old Chinese seaport on the coast just south of Da Nang. He lived in Hanoi for a while. He lived in Hue originally, was driven out by the bad weather. He had pneumonia a couple of times, moved to Hanoi, and now he's moved to Hoi An.
And Chuck says,
and yes, he moved. I met his wife in November when I was last there for the first time. Absolutely lovely, delightful Vietnamese woman. He has an adopted son, and he's found his own kind of personal redemption after these many years of wandering and psychological and spiritual torment. He's become a follower of the great Buddhist teacher, Thich Nhat Hanh. And he's found his own form of redemption. And he works with kids in orphanages and local projects and gives a lot of his own income to that.
And Chuck Searcy's planning to go home to Athens. Has he gone yet?
Chuck and I actually went to Athens with Chuck a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
He came back for personal reasons. A friend who had been a long-term renter of the house Chuck still owns in Athens was seriously ill. Chuck came over. The friend passed away, and Chuck has remained simply now to sell his house in Athens. He still has deep roots in Georgia. It was a wonderful visit with him, met a lot of his old friends from college.
The book is The Long Reckoning, A Story of War, Peace, and Redemption in Vietnam. George Black is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.